at the 2019 Visa Payments Forum in Chicago, Illinois. And look who's here, Mr. Doug Leighton. How are you, sir?
Very good, Mike. Nice to see you again.
Yeah, in Chicago. I think we just saw each other last week.
Miami, in fact, yes.
Hey, I know you.
Yes, it's all over the world sometimes.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's right, and other countries and stuff. So,
Bahamas coming up.
That's right. Yeah. Oh my God, that's like three months away now?
It's like 2 months, I think.
Yeah. Well, that'll be fun too.
That'll be good.
I'll look forward to seeing you there. All right. Hey, just an overview question. How's the conference going for you guys this year?
Conference is great.
Yep.
We have the most attendees we've ever had.
That's what I heard.
At this brand new facility here in Chicago. I think that helps. Mm. We're in the middle of the country, so we're getting even more people to be able to come. And the content is fantastic. You know, these are very content rich sessions.
Yep.
So whether it's the general sessions at the beginning or taking all the way through to the breakout sessions, mm-hmm. which will be going for another half an hour. We go right up to about 5 o'clock.
Right on.
There's a lot of really actionable things for our issuers mm-hmm. to and our clients of all types, merchants, processors, fintechs, for them to take back to their shops and to do better in payments.
Yeah, we talked a lot about contactless in the past.
Yeah,
the past
couple
of conferences we've seen each other, and that's a major theme here this year.
It is.
What's the difference between last year and this year for the contactless messaging? So it sounds like it's more execution this year than...
Well, I think in last year it was a little bit more about evangelizing, mm-hmm. and this year it is really more about building it into your strategy.
Right.
It is going to happen.
Oh yeah,
no
doubt about that.
The transit is going live in New York. It's already live here in Chicago. Those are huge milestones mm-hmm. in creating more ubiquity for mm-hmm. contactless. The number of large merchants that have enabled contactless continue to increase. So I think we're up to 80 of the top 100 merchants now have turned on
That's
contactless.
Great.
So it is going to come. Mm-hmm. There is no question that credit union members and bank customers are going to be asking for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I encourage issuers of all sizes to make sure they have a plan. And that part of that plan is to address some of the immediate needs and over time make sure that contactless is issued to all of their customers and members.
Because it's going to benefit everybody in the long run.
It is, because it's just a faster transaction.
Yeah.
It drives incremental transactions.
Mm-hmm.
Those transit transactions we were just talking about,
gosh, are you kidding me?
That's taking dollar here, dollar mm-hmm. there, $1.50 out of the environment and putting that on a card. And we know that when people use their card to go into transit, the card is right there top of wallet,
right.
and they're going to walk to the Dunkin' Donuts or to the 7-Eleven right by and then use their card again.
Right, right. Everybody wins. It's a no-brainer, Doug.
It is an example, though, where issuers get more transactions, merchants get faster throughput,
mm-hmm.
And customers don't wait for that a few seconds now that it takes for an EMV transaction to happen. So the speed, the convenience, and the taking more cash out of the system does benefit.
Yeah, and going to large sporting events and concerts and things like that,
right.
just huge,
yeah.
just huge. The potential is, the sky's the limit.
Well, and everywhere else, not everywhere else, but through in many modern countries, contactless can be upwards of 90% of all transactions.
Wow, that's
so
a big number.
It'll adopt.
Quickly. It'll happen here, for sure. I think people are going to really like it. All right, you work closely with community issuers. Why is the Visa Payments Forum such a special event for those folks?
Well, it's a chance, first of all, to hear from lots of subject matter experts, not just Visa team members, but people that we bring in to share their expertise, whether that is around fintech, whether it is around perhaps acquiring other lines of business that a community issuer may not be involved in or may be thinking about becoming involved in. It's a real chance to hear what is going on in the industry.
Right.
And then to be able to speak to not only your colleagues, but also to Visa or other subject matter experts
mm-hmm.
as to how that particular community issuer can take the learnings that they have accrued here
mm-hmm.
and bring them back to their shop. So hopefully everybody comes out of here with a notebook full of ideas and things
imagine.
That they recognize could help them grow their business. And then when they go back to their offices, they ring their Visa account executive and say, here's the five things I want to work on. Here's what I want to work on now. Here's what I want to work on in 2020
mm-hmm.
as I'm making my long-term plans. Mm-hmm. So let's put that strategic plan together.
Yeah, it sounds like they have a nice, this kind of sets the stage for a good roadmap down
it does.
For the next
it does.
Years,
yeah,
actually.
And we think as people think about their budgeting and they get into the end of the summer when they're thinking about next year,
mm-hmm.
that they are prepared to know what they want to be executing against,
yep.
and they could build that into their plans.
Indeed, indeed. Now, share some top priorities and challenges community clients are facing today. What are some of those?
Well, we hit contactless already,
yep.
so we don't need to go through that again, but we know that that's important. The other is making sure that community issuers recognize the continual shift to digital payments. And that would be, simply said, card not present or CNP payments. That is, card not present is the combination of e-commerce, shopping online, omni-commerce, where you may use your mobile device to initiate a transaction and actually go to the store to pick up the good, something that Nordstrom, as an example, does quite well.
That's right.
And it's also bill payment. So when you have recurring bill payment, those are all card-not-present transactions, and that's where all of the growth is happening in our industry. But there's some issues with it. You know, one is the fact that authorization rates are much lower in a card-not-present environment than they are in a card-present environment.
It's okay. Like
86% in the card-not-present environment versus 99% in the card-present environment. Now, some of those are duplicate transactions because in a card-not-present environment, a acceptor may try multiple times.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
But even when you dedupe it, you're still probably 600 to 700 basis points less. So with that, it is incumbent upon issuers to make sure that they have strategies in place that are specific to the card-not-present environment and not just maybe replicating maybe what they're doing in a card-present environment. Because as consumers, as members move more of their transactions into that card-not-present space, you want to make sure that you're giving them a great experience.
Right.
And with that, you want to have those 99% authorization rates. There are tools available to issuers through their processor, through Visa, that can also help from a risk standpoint. You don't want to be approving fraudulent transactions, but there are plenty of tools that can help improve that as well.
Okay.
So it's having a dedicated e-commerce strategy. So authorization, risk and fraud, and communication to their customers and to their members to make sure that their customers and members know that the card that is issued by that community issuer is the best for e-commerce and card not present.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. It's a lot on that plate.
It is.
Doug, there's a lot on the plate.
It is, but in order for community issuers to continue to be successful, they need to be recognizing the fact that transactions are moving digital. And if they're not prepared for that with authorization and risk strategies that take that into account, they're going to fall behind, and God forbid they decline good transactions to the point in which one of their customers or members pulls out another card and starts to use that card.
Does that set them up for fraud too, if they're kind of lagging behind a little bit? Because I mean,
it can
set you behind technologically, but also there could be some fraudulent.
as more technologies begin to proliferate. Fraudsters recognize who is not using it. Right?
Yeah.
So that's not necessarily the case in EMV today. Excuse me, I misspoke. It's not necessarily the case in the card-not-present environment today, but it is in EMV.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the handful of issuers that haven't done EMV, as an example, are going to be targeted
for
fraud because these fraudsters know that. They know what bins are in what types of technologies that prevent fraud,
right,
and they'll attack those.
Right, right. Good point. Glad we mentioned that. All right, last question. I'll get you off the hot seat here. How can Visa help community clients drive their business?
Well, first and foremost, it's the people that we have. It's all the people here at the Visa Payments Forum that are providing that expertise and helping issuers with their strategic thinking. It's the tools that are available, whether they're typical products, what we might call core products, debit, credit on the consumer side, debit and credit on the small business side. And it's also all the additional services that we provide, whether they be risk mitigation, whether they be analytic tools, whether they help to segment a market and then drive marketing strategies that are specific to that particular segment. But that's all delivered by the people. That's all delivered by dedicated account executives that are working uniquely and strictly within the community issuer space. So we understand the issues facing our community issuers.
You guys are living it. You know?
Yeah.
You're right
and
on the forefront.
We can make sure that we can partner and deliver the solutions that help them succeed. And we're seeing that. We're seeing the community issuers that have dedicated staff, particularly against payments, or have at least really developed a payments practice, they're doing fantastic. They're growing at rates that are, you know, just like some of the larger issuers.
Really?
And we love to
That's
see
good
that.
To hear. Yeah. Great to hear. All right, sir. Anything else to wrap up? Any final words of wisdom?
No, I just want to thank you for taking time
you.
To come out
talk
to all of our colleagues here at the Payments Forum, and look forward to seeing you in a couple weeks,
exactly.
Or at least maybe a month or so.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I mean, thank you for having me out, because I learn like all the attendees here, I learned so much by talking to folks like you and a lot of the other folks here and actually peeking in on a few of the sessions. That's an education for me.
That's good.
So it really helps. It's really helpful. So I appreciate it as well. Good stuff. Mike. All right, Doug. Appreciate the time.
You're
Keep up the good work. Doug Leighton, everybody. Peace.
Thanks.
Go check it out.